The week in sum, from a Gulf strike to a frozen comet. The reported missile strike near Karg Island leads a Saturday defined by consequential uncertainty. If confirmed, it represents direct military action against Iran's primary oil export infrastructure, with immediate implications for Strait of Hormuz risk, the stalled nuclear diplomacy file, and global oil supply. The official silence from both governments is itself a data point, and energy markets are not waiting for confirmation before pricing in the risk. Russia's 167 drone and missile barrage on the day a Ukraine ceasefire was supposed to begin offers a specific and legible signal about Moscow's negotiating posture. The pause was never intended as a genuine pause. European governments will have to decide whether to treat it as a tactical maneuver or as evidence that the ceasefire framework was never viable. Domestically, the week's political news: Republican senators calling for Hegseth's removal, 60 Iowa Republicans endorsing a Democratic Senate candidate, the Paxton-Kalshi donation sequence sketches a coalition managing internal stress that is increasingly difficult to contain. On AI, the week is a reminder that the deployment debate is not abstract. It is nurses losing jobs in the Bronx, students caught cheating in Auckland, a startup selling unrestricted model access as a product category, and a $61 billion company timing its public offering against a volatile geopolitical backdrop. A correction is also owed. In a May broadcast, it was incorrectly stated that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea, a landlocked body of water hundreds of miles from any Ukrainian military position. That strike never happened and could not have. The error traces to reliance on a source that should not have been treated as authoritative, and a claim was stated as fact that should have been flagged or withheld. The standard going forward as before is specificity, claims that can be checked, predictions that can be falsified, corrections that are named rather than papered over. Against the heavier news, the James Webb Space Telescope's real-time observation of a frozen body becoming a comet stands as a counterweight. A reminder that a $10 billion investment in scientific infrastructure built over decades can deliver returns that compound in ways no earnings report measures. The telescope may remain operational into the 2030s, and it keeps producing observations its designers did not anticipate. That is, in its own way, the week's most durable story.